Hi there, Kristen. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Kyle wanted me to get on the line, of course, to get you the details and the pricing and answer any questions you might have. Also to apply a very reduced rate for your established business. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Thank you. All right. It's hanging.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with the different places that a business can appear on the first page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And we're talking about getting you listed right there in that local map or the pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page. That's where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, of course, it's not just Google. You'll be verified and recognized by both Google and Bing as an active business in the local area. More importantly, you'll be listed and recommended as a top option because of all of the additional content that we will be creating for your company. All of that content talking about your services, your service area, linking back to a website that we'll build as well. So we are talking about things like a fully optimized Facebook page for your company, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. It's almost 70 different destinations and directories, all of them equally important to Google. And, of course, that content is what's going to have you showing up in that local map or the pack that pops up near the top of the page. Now, like I said, we would also include a website for you. Build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that gives the people who see you on that first page the compelling reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Now, of course, you will not be the only company on the first page of that person's search, and ultimately not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call you, but the ones that do are going to be serious about hiring you. They'll be calling you after seeing your website, and of course, they'll find you by just doing a simple keyword search for any of the plumbing or the heating services that you provide, water heater install or repair, whatever they might type in. As long as it's a service that you provide and they are in that service area, they'll be able to find you on that first page of Google or Bing, regardless of what device they're using to access the internet. Laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, even vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, or Cortana on a smartphone. Now, of course, there's no third party involved. The calls will come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. As a very well-established business right there at 20 years, that's where we apply what we call a legacy rate. It's for companies that really have the ability to take on more work and still do quality work, and of course with the history to prove that you're not going to go anywhere. Obviously, we know that we can keep you on that first page and keep your phone ringing, and we want to earn your business 1 month at a time, so of course we'll make this as affordable for you as we can. As a very well-established business, that legacy rate does save you 50%, a little over 50%, every single month that you're with us. Again, it's a month-to-month service. In this particular case, you would save exactly $200 a month, and it will bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. And that $199 would, in fact, be the exact amount. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same flat rate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are calling through the area. We cannot work with competing businesses. So for this particular listing, we're looking just for the one company to work with, and then we close out the category. We stop calling through the area. Is that something that you would want for your business, that first page placement and the phone calls and the revenue that would come with it?
It definitely sounds, you know, interesting. It's definitely sparked interest in my mind as to something that I wouldn't have normally asked about.
Right.
I certainly think that it's a great opportunity. I just don't know if we're ready right now to do it.
Okay. So let me ask you, I mean, when you say you're not ready, are you thinking that you wouldn't be able to handle the increase in business? I'm just kind of curious because you've been around for a long time. One thing that Kyle attached here was an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I know that that's a very different service. It's lead-based, and you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you guys are using now? Do you like how it's working?
Well, to be honest with you, we just started using that, and we hate it.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not the first person to say that.
We're not liking it in any way at all right now. They kind of, you know, have stated one thing and are doing another. So, you know, he's definitely, he's, at this point, we've only been dealing with it probably for 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he doesn't like it. We've already paused all our lead base.
Sure.
He's getting ghost leads, and that's not something that he wants to do. I don't want to pay for something that is obviously not real.
Right. And when you're getting leads that you can't even, you know, reach somebody, and much less, I mean, obviously you get, you have to pay for the lead whether you get the job or not, but when they are charging you, even whether you talk to somebody or not,
That's
kind of crazy, right?
That's exactly right. And it makes us wonder if there's actually a person on the other end.
Right. And I would like to
make a phone call and you actually try to leave a message and no one calls you back. Now, it's not that I'm trying to, like,
it really does, and I've heard it so often that, I mean, it does give me pause for concern too. I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt and figure that, I mean, obviously the lead that you get is a shared lead. It goes out to 6 or 8 or sometimes up to 10 of your competitors. I would like to think that it is an actual person who is at least somewhat interested in the service and maybe had already spoken to someone else and scheduled something, and maybe that's why they're not answering the phone. I would like to at least think it's that and not that it's just some made-up
number. Yeah, so would I.
Other end. I mean, you would at least like to think it's that. But, I mean, even so.
Yes, exactly.
When you're dealing with a potential
But when
customer,
it happens quite often, I mean, it kind of makes you uneasy.
Yeah, for sure. And even when you do talk to somebody, a lot of the times, you know, they are still looking for the lowest price in town, or maybe they're just looking for an estimate to try to budget for a future project, and you're still expected to pay
for
that.
Well, that's it, too.
Yeah.
Like, we've gotten one. I literally got one this morning that the lead came through at, like, 5:30 in the morning.
Mm.
And, of course, now I'm not going to call 5:30 in the morning, but I called at 7:45, and the person was like, oh, that's too early. I can't talk to you about this now. I just wanted to know how much it was going to be. Like, you're charging me $55 for you to tell me that you just want to know how much it's going to be.
Right.
That's not good.
Right. Yeah, and you can't really even blame the homeowner because they don't even necessarily know that business owners are paying good money for those leads. It's just, I mean, we see the ads on TV, although it's now Angie Leads, you know, the combination of Home Advisor and Angie List. I mean, we've all for years seen the Home Advisor ads that were always playing, especially during the day, you know, get the free quote for the job you need type of thing, and homeowners just think, well, great, and I need a couple of estimates. I want to know if I can budget for this, no matter what it is or whatever the service is.
Yeah, exactly.
And it just comes out of the pocket of good business owners like you, and whether you get the job or someone else gets the job, or even when nobody gets the job, you all still pay for that lead, and then Angie's or Home Advisor or whatever they want to call themselves, they're still making that money. With us, though, it's completely different. Your success is our success.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about a flat rate of $199. That's 50% off the cost of the service. We would include the website for you at no additional cost. And because you had a bad experience, not specifically because we have anything at all to do with Angie's Leads, but
No, of course, it's not you.
I remember talking to business owners that were using Service Magic 9 years ago, then it became Home Advisor, and then just a few months ago, obviously rebranding as Angie's
Leads.
Right, but I mean, I've been speaking with business owners over many years that have used that exact same service, and the overwhelming majority say pretty much the same thing that you're saying, good money for bad leads, and I know how expensive that can be, and obviously you've already shut your leads off, but I would want to, I mean, I can't wear a black eye for them, but I can do right by your company. I can earn your business 1 month at a time, and I can make it more affordable for you to do that. Now, there's normally a setup fee involved here because of the content that we have to create, all the work that we have to put in, and in some cases, the direct costs that we have to put up front to create that content, those directories, the manual submissions, the stuff that Google wants to see. So there's usually an upfront setup fee that we add to the first month. But, I mean, like I said, I just want to make this affordable for you. And I know that you're an established company and, you know, you'll love the service and stay with it long term. So I would waive the entire setup fee. You'd be looking just at that $199 out the door. The website's included. But, I mean, to be honest, that puts us below our operating costs. The $199 that you'd spend is not even half of what we'll spend in time and resources to get you on that first page. We wouldn't even be locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We just know that our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. Nobody cancels on profit. We do offer the service month to month. You'll get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on that first page for each of those searches. So, I mean, like I said, we're looking to find the right company. I think you may want to, you know, discuss this with your husband, but, I mean, obviously it sounds like something
that... I definitely do. To be honest with you, honestly, it sounds wonderful. Like, the whole entire idea of it sounds great. The idea of you getting the website up and running, because we've been discussing that actually the last month and a half.
We were trying
to really revamp and redo. Yeah, no, honestly, we've been just marketing in general has been our topic for the last 2 months on
sure, of course.
Just grow and you know, just get with the times. Unfortunately, you know, talking to people and word of mouth, it's just more internet-based. I mean,
yeah, it's all electronic word of mouth. Yeah.
Yeah,
people don't even bother to call their dad or ask their friends who they should call.
Yeah,
and of course,
no, it's
nobody
true.
Uses the yellow pages. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on a computer,
absolutely.
Type in a couple of keywords,
absolutely.
We Google it. I mean, Google it. It's what we say, and it's what we
do. I mean, not even just that. It's social media. Social media is a huge, too. You know, Facebook.
Right.
All those things.
That's why we create that content, too. You'll have a fully optimized Facebook page that we'll create for your company, the Yelp listings, and all the content that Google wants to see. Really, you know, we create that content not necessarily so your customers can find you there and call you, but of course they can. But most of that content is stuff that no one's ever heard of, but it's still equally important to Google. And when we create that content, you're going to show up in that local map or the pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, and that's where the people that need your services are going to be able to see you. They're going to see your website, and the ones that decide to call you are going to be calling you because of your experience. They're going to see something on the website. They know that you do exactly what they're looking for. So what do you think your husband would like about or think about all this? I know you love it, but what do you think your husband would think?
I really do think that this is something that he would be interested in because, like I said, we have been discussing this.
Sure.
I mean, I can't even tell you. It's just been a very big topic in our minds.
Oh, I can imagine.
And
yeah.
The fact that Angie, that he tried to do, he's really trying different routes. And
right.
The fact that he was willing to go on the Angie side, which I was more weary about because we tried that many, many moons ago.
Oh, okay.
Before they even switched over to From Home Advisor.
Oh, gotcha.
Angie's list.
Okay.
And
oh, I see.
So I didn't like it then. And, of course, when he's just like, no, it's different. You know, somebody got in his ear. And, of course, that was like...
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, if that's what you want to try, we'll try it again. And so I feel like this might be a little bit more enticing to him because of that situation where he is going to have all of the social media platforms, all
of
the online platforms.
Yeah.
The fact that it's Google, everybody knows Google, you know, the whole website end of it. I think that's a more positive sign for him to actually want to do it.
And
also the fact that you're not getting hit with a $50 lead that you don't know is real or not. You know what
right.
I mean?
So you're
actually getting the customer calling you directly. You're not
exactly.
getting an email and saying, okay, you need to call
yes.
this number and
oh,
then
yeah.
you need to call that That's- number and no one answers.
For sure. That's the worst part about a lead service is just trying to get somebody on the phone who is actually still
yeah.
interested in perhaps call, you know, hiring you. I mean, either you can't reach them at all or they've already scheduled it with somebody else. And, of course, we
Absolutely.
Completely remove that part of the equation. I mean, you're not paying for leads. you're getting the placement on that first page of Google and Bing for people to call you directly. And I know that,
which
you know,
which is great, because that's how you want it. You
that's
want
exactly
to be able to get
want.
In touch with that customer directly. You know,
that's
you
what every business owner has only ever wanted. You want your phone to ring. You want someone who needs your services to call you. Nobody wants to chase
absolutely.
Down a bunch of leads. Now, I mean, I know 20 years ago when you guys started, we all used the yellow pages, and you probably remember
yeah.
There were so many business owners back then, so many business names that were AA this or AAA that. It put them at the beginning of
yes.
the alphabet. They got more phone
yes.
calls that way because that's how we searched. We flipped alphabetically for the service we needed. We started calling alphabetically, and the guy who answered the phone was available to do the job and had a fair price was the guy that we hired. That part is still true.
Absolutely.
But we don't look in the yellow pages anymore. We Google it. And, of course, Google doesn't index by the alphabet. They look for relevant content. We are a Google Premier partner. We've been in business since 2004. And over 5 years ago, when Google was looking for businesses like Local Splash to provide professional management of these types of services, we were one of the very first companies to join that partnership program. We started out as a regular partner. Everyone does. But in about a year and a quarter, we transitioned from regular partner through channel partner, now Premier partner. For over 3.5 years, we've been a Premier partner for Google. That is the highest level of partnership that can be achieved. It means we are recognized for our training, our product knowledge, our experience, our certification. We're certified in both search and display ads. And as a Google Premier partner, we get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even the smaller changes, whether they want us to add another directory that we haven't created in the past or stop creating certain directories that we have historically created for business owners. So we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. And like I said, our job, our responsibility is as much to Google as it is to you. Make sure we keep you on that first page, keep your phone ringing, keep you profitable, keep you using the service. As long as you're making money, that's good for you. And of course, our job is to keep you on that first page. So, I mean,
Of course, I mean, if we're making money using you, why would we cancel?
That's exactly
that
correct.
That doesn't make sense.
I've been with this company myself just a month shy of 9 years, and I've got clients that have been with me
okay.
from the very beginning. As a company, though, we have clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10 years, 12 years, 14, 16 years. We've been around since 2004, 17 years. That's a long time for any company, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting businesses on the first page. So you certainly are in good hands here. Now, I mean, I don't want to step on any toes or have you get in any hot water, but it seems to me like your husband's been doing some advertising that you didn't necessarily agree with. And
yes.
I think if he were to listen to you, and I'm married myself, and I'm pretty sure that your husband married you for a number of reasons, one of which at least being that he knows you've got a good head on your shoulders, and even after all these years, he probably loves the way that it looks. But I'm sure he knows that you make smart decisions, and I don't think he would have married you if he didn't think that you had his best interest in mind, right? And I think you love the service.
Absolutely.
And, you know, this is a position that we're actively filling. You know, let me do this for you. I mean, if I can make it even a little bit easier for you, because like I said, and like you said, as long as the service is working, you'll stay with it long term. Now, this would be contingent on you being able to do this now, because obviously I want to keep my mapping coordinators off the phone. I don't want Tara or Kyle to have to make another phone call. I honestly wouldn't even want to talk to somebody else about this particular listing. Now, I've already got you at the lowest rate. I've got you at the lowest rate that we typically offer to the public. I've included a website,
okay.
and I have even waived your setup fee. The only thing that I can
okay.
do, and I will need to get a quick yes from my supervisor, I want to ask if he'll approve a friends and family rate. Now, I'm not going to tell him that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or something like that, but I'd be honest with him. I'll tell him you're a well-established business. I'll tell him that you tried the Angie's list and also the Angie leads. So I think if I can be honest with him and just let him know why I'm asking for the friends and family rate, it's everything that we talked about, the website, all the directories, voice-activated searches, but it would drop the rate down from even the 199 to just 149. And of course, that would be the rate to start and the rate to stay. It wouldn't even go up to the 199 and certainly not the 399, which is the cost without any reduction in cost at all. But I think I can get him to approve it. I know he's been making that exception over this last year and a half of, or 2 years almost, of craziness for some of the other pricing directors.
Oh gosh, I know it.
I try to not go below something like a legacy rate, because I already know that that puts my company in the hole as far as the time and the resources that we'll put up in the front.
Listen, everybody's here to make money, right? We're all here for one reason,
and
that's what it is.
And I'm here to help you to do that and help you and your husband put the Angie's List leads or whatever it is out of your mind and keep your phone ringing. If I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate, everything we talked about, but drop the rate down to 149. Now that has got to be more than fair enough, Kristen, for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you, prove it to you with your tracking and your reporting, and earn your business 1 month at a time, right?
I think that is reasonable.
Okay. Let me get a little bit of information from you as I message my supervisor. And again, he should respond pretty quickly. But I did want to check. The business is listed as Power Plumbing. And is that how you would want it to continue to stay branded online?
Yes.
Okay. So no Inc. company or LLC, at least not in the branding of the business. And then is the phone number that we are speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
You can definitely, it would be a great number for you guys to reach me regarding the account. But my husband's cell phone number, which I would be the
for
one.
For the business, okay.
Yeah.
And
so
what is that?
You can be the direct person to actually talk to.
Sure. Yeah, when customers are calling, you would want them to speak with him. What is the his number, his cell number, the business number?
It's 516-965-7300.
7300. So I've got 516-965-7300. Okay. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we're trying to get out to you, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of the times we'll just, you know, send you a quick text message or give you a quick phone call. Do you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those?
No, I don't have it. I feel like text might be the easiest way because
preferred?
It's non
sure.
like invasive. Yeah,
right. Right.
Because it doesn't ring if I'm in a place, you know, that I obviously can't get to the phone.
Sure. Yeah, and a lot of the times it's just a little bit of an update or something that we just want to make sure that we have, and a text would be ideal for that. And then I don't know if Kyle verified the spelling of your first name. He's got K-R-I-S-T-E-N.
It's I-N.
I-N, okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, K-R-I-S-T-I-N.
And then what is your last name?
It's Schiller, S-C-H-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay, perfect. Oh, and then what is a good email address, either for you or for your company? Now, it's not really for us to promote, although it will be attached to the lead form on your website. Like I said, when people fill out that form, you will get a text message. You'll also get an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's a personal email, it'll be hidden but still attached to that contact form. Mrs. Schiller, what's a good email for you?
I have two of them. So I'll give you my personal email just so that I can get some sort of notification.
Sure.
Which is my name, Kristin, K-R-I-S-T-I-N, Schiller, @Verizon.net.
Okay.
And then there is a business email as well.
Okay. And what is the business email then?
Is Power Plumbing. It's all spelled out. 44.
Mm-hmm.
At gmail.com.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes.
And then I did want to ask about the physical address that I actually see on that Angie's Leads, although it's still on the Home Advisor platform.
It is our home address.
It is your home address. The 10725 25th Street. Yeah. I was thinking that it would be. I mean, most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if it were a shop or a small office, if you don't see customers coming to you, Google does not want to list any physical street address because they don't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you do.
Yeah, we've actually had that. We've had that happen. Not that it's a nice thing to happen.
No, it's not. Yeah, especially. So, I mean, you're only going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then,
okay, that's perfect.
Is it Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday? Do you do emergency service?
Yes. He definitely has 24-hour emergency service.
Okay.
Obviously, depending on what the emergency is.
Right.
But normal business hours would be Monday through a Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay, perfect.
Saturday, I believe. He works on Saturday depending on what the job is, but, you know, obviously it's not something he would prefer to do every single week.
Right, okay, got it. And then emergency services as necessary as well. And then do you accept all forms of payment, cash, check, credit card?
We do accept cash and check. We don't have a credit card service.
Not yet. So cash and check.
We have thought about it, but we haven't done that.
Okay. And if that ever changes, just let us know. Oh, hang on a second. I just heard that chime from my supervisor. Let me pull that up and see what it says.
Sure.
Okay. So it says, Paul, for this well-established business, especially one that recently used Home Advisor, he still calls it Home Advisor, I would definitely be more than happy to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149 with a website included.
Okay.
He says, I'm looking forward to helping this established business to continue to grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the service that they need. And then it actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate, which is kind of funny. It's funny and it's true. Like I said, I try not to go below a rate that's already below our cost, but I'm actually glad that he's allowing me to do that. And I think,
great. I appreciate that.
It'll give you a little bit more leverage when you talk to your husband and tell him, look, this guy went to bat for me. He got his supervisor to approve a reduced rate and it's month to month. Now I do need to do a couple of things. One, I'm going to take a look at our client interview calendar. I will schedule a follow-up call that can be with you, with your husband, or both of you, but we'll have our technician want to speak with you about things like the hours of operation, which I've already got, forms of payment that you accept, which I've already got, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, if you've got one, what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions.
Okay.
We'll take care of all of that, Kristen, and a couple of other things in a follow-up call. What I'll do now, though, to secure the listing for Power Plumbing and have us close out the category is to read what's called a voice verification. Now, it is required of us as Google Premier Partners. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've waived the setup fee, that we're including the website, and that with my supervisor's approval, it's going to be the friends and family rate of $149. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Okay? And give me just a quick second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your company as you would want that to appear online?
Power Plumbing.
Perfect. And that's how I have that. And then, Kristen, please state your name and your title within the business.
My name is Kristen Schiller, Secretary.
Okay. And then as the Secretary of Power Plumbing, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Kristen, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Schiller, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing or your husband's phone is ringing, we specifically request that you guys are receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to both phone calls and emails, text messages, of course, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. And again, it is month to month. We are already aware of the Angie leads and that the leads are currently paused. There is no direct conflict there, although I'm sure that you're going to love to get direct phone calls and just keep those leads shut off entirely. Now, the reason that we'll even ask this is because of all of the content that we'll create for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already, in fact, providing. And equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of the business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Kristen, that's fair enough, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. And we do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with this being a month-to-month service, with the website included, with the setup fee waived, and with my supervisor allowing me to do the friends and family rate, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving in its entirety, will be charged today, the 10th of February, in the very discounted friends and family rate of just $149.00. Once again, that is both a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and voice-activated searches, too, like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and Cortana on a smartphone, etc. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Once again, that landing page is included at no additional cost, which does mean that we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 10th of the month and that same exact discounted rate of just $149. Again, that officially friends and family rate will never go up on you. Now, as it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean, Kristen, that you may absolutely discontinue your agreement at any time for any reason or pause it too. No questions asked or fees involved. Whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Kristen, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would, in fact, contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mrs. Schiller, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kristen, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Kristen, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you?
It's going to be a MasterCard, Capital One.
And is it your name on the card? Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Actually, it's my husband's name on the card.
Okay, I was going to ask you your husband's name as well, since we want to have him as an authorized point of contact. And what is your husband's name?
William.
William? Same last name?
Yes.
Okay. And I do have his phone number as well and listed as the business number. So we'll have both you and William then as authorized points of contact on the account, meaning that either of you can call in with any questions or concerns. And, of course, if we're not able to reach you, we'll try to reach William. And then you did say that was a MasterCard. Does that bill at the home address, the 107 East 25th Street, 11746?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And it should start with a 5, as all MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay. 5178-0599.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4198.
Mm-hmm.
7654.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
1122.
I've got 11 of 22, and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
560.
Okay, so 560, 560 on the back of the card, and 11 or November of 2022, the expiration. And then was the card itself 5178-0599-4198-7654?
That is correct.
Okay. Now, in just about a second here, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, let me just grab something. One second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Sure. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live mm-hmm. agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, of course, you can email the support team 24/7, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And then there is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that information by direct text message. And depending on who your phone carrier is, you may even receive that text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other or both of those, please just let me know, because I did want to walk you through a couple of things there.
Sure, one second. Let me double check.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, let's see. I didn't get any text messages, so let's see about email.
Sometimes it takes our system.
I just got both.
You just got it, yeah. Sometimes it takes the system a second to send it. It is for our automated system. But if you open up the email, and the email is what triggers the text. So once you receive the email, the text usually arrives shortly thereafter, sometimes the other way around. But if you open up the email, of course, it's got the invoice underneath it with the friends and family rate on there. In the body of the email itself, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The click here is in blue. That's hyperlinked. If you click right on that, it will go to where the text message opens up automatically, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience. So, of course, we're talking about optimizing your Google business profile. We will mirror the content on Bing as well. And the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It is, like I said, almost 70 different destinations and directories, all equally important. The landing page is your website. Of course, we're going to do that for you. If you scroll down, though, about two-thirds of the way where it says SMS mm-hmm. communication, it's got the mobile number populating there is the 516-965-6376. We did just want you to verify that that is a mobile number, that you do have access to that, but please do not click the box below that. That would be to opt out of SMS or text messages, and text is, of course, your preferred method of contact for us, so leave that box blank, but if you scroll down towards the bottom, there's a line that goes all the way across, and right below that line is, it says signature. Above that line, there is a box that says that you are authorized to use the card. Go ahead and click on that box, and then type in the name as it appears, so your husband's name. It is case sensitive, so make sure you capitalize the W and the S. If you copy and paste
no
it,
problem.
You, If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got the name in there, do click the confirm signature. That does a couple of things. First of all, it does let us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, that with my supervisor's approval, it's been reduced to that fixed rate of the friends and family. Now, it also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area. Now, you will receive that PIN card in the mail. Google will not verify post office boxes or personal mailboxes because those can be rented by someone outside of town, and they want to make sure that businesses in the local map are indeed local businesses. And of course, we'll make sure that the address, though, does not appear anywhere online. That also does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit, which lets us, again, make sure that any information that's out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. And you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
Sure. So I'm going to confirm signature now.
Okay.
Is that what you need me to say? I'm
yes.
Confirming the signature.
Correct.
And now I am putting in a username. It doesn't state, like, create anything, or
no.
It just...
No. So the actual username, and first of all, if you see it asking you for the username and password, you've actually already completed the step that we're asking you to do right now, and don't worry about the username and password. The username, though, is your phone number. So... In all correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, that's the catch-all for everything related to your account. Please do reference either your phone number or your username. Your username is the phone number without the dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. But again, you don't have to worry about trying to put that into the system now. The reason it does that, it's actually coming from my.localsplash.com, in this case, slash terms, and the information specific to your account. But the my.localsplash.com is the dashboard portal for your tracking and your reporting. So the automated system thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system right now, which is why it's asking you to log in. Now, I think if you were able to put in a password at this point, it would give you an error message that page has not even been created yet. So, again, don't worry about that. That's just the automated system trying to do its thing. But you're already set and squared away on my end, with the one exception of that client interview. I did want to schedule that. Now, the last available that we have today, we're booked out for 6, but there's a 5 o'clock. And if that works for you, the call would get to you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone around 5:30, and you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call, just kind of the basic stuff that I mentioned earlier and a couple of other things. Otherwise, we may need to look towards tomorrow morning.
I unfortunately am not going to be available around 5 o'clock.
Good day.
Is it possible to do it in the morning?
We could. The very early morning's booked up. 11 o'clock would be the earliest, as late as 6 o'clock tomorrow, with just the 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock being already booked out. But did you want something as early as 11 or as late as 6 or somewhere in between there?
I definitely can't do 11 between
there's
11
a,
and 2.
Okay, so there's a not between
I could,
11
is
and
2. Like,
so
4 o'clock? Is 4 o'clock good?
Sure. There's a 4 o'clock, a 5 o'clock, and the 6. Well, we do schedule by the hour, so we could do the 4 if that works for you.
It
would be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself would get to you maybe just a few minutes after 4, get you off the phone pretty close to 4:30. You'll receive a reminder email an hour prior to that. So at 3, the automated system will send you an email reminding you that the call is scheduled for 4. And I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite, and that's to your email. It really is just more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many do, and it's perfectly fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interview to be Conducted in English, and then it's going to have just the name as it appears. It's got your phone number as the username, then your husband's name, and then your actual phone number with the dashes and the spaces and things like that. Now, as far as the client interview goes, is that going to be with you, with William, or with both of you?
Well, that was just my quick question I was going to ask you. Do you need to speak to my husband?
No.
Because I can try and schedule it so that he's here.
Oh, no. I mean, either one of you or both of you, but certainly if you know all of the information that I mentioned, there's just a couple of other things like, you know, when you started the company, how many employees that you currently have and things like that. I'm pretty confident that you could answer all of those questions without your husband. That way he can continue working. We don't have to schedule it when you're both available. I was just asking which number we should call for that client interview. So it should be the one that ends.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, so it would be my cell phone, which would be 965-6376.
76, yeah, gotcha. Okay. So I'm sending out that calendar invite now. And again, that really is just for your records, but feel free to respond to it. I think it looks like it's a video chat on the calendar invite, but it's just a phone call. You don't have to worry about that.
Other than that, though,
let me be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm really excited for you. I'm also happy that my supervisor is allowing me to do that friends and family rate. I know your husband's going to love it, and I'm really excited to get this going for you, getting your phone ringing and earning your business 1 month at a time, and then putting even the memory of Angie's list and Angie's leads out of your rearview mirror and just move forward.
That'd be great.
Yeah, of course. So
one quick question.
Sure.
I'm so sorry. I know I was speaking with Kyle in the beginning. I forgot your name at this point. I'm so sorry. What was
your name? My name is Paul. No problem at all.
Paul, that's it. Yes. I should have remembered that.
That's okay. And I did want to say thank you for your time and also for your kindness. I mean, obviously, you're intelligent. You actually made me laugh a couple of times. You're patient. I don't always get all of that. In fact, most of the time I get none of it. So it's nice and refreshing.
Aw, that's not fair.
Well, it is the way of the world, unfortunately. Some people are just grouchy because you said hello to them, but whatever. It's always nice to speak with someone who is as respectful of my time as I've been of theirs. And it is going to be someone else calling you from our client interview team tomorrow. But you take care. You guys have a wonderful day and enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Thank you, Paul. One quick question, though, before we disconnect.
Sure.
So when it comes to the website, mm-hmm. when we do the interview tomorrow, will they be taking in all of that information and then applying that to the website?
Correct, yeah. And that's the main reason for the client interview. It's for us to create the website, to create all the additional content that we'll be creating for you. Also to just get a couple of other things of information just to make sure everything is Google compliant. In the beginning, we're going to ask you to email us photos, and you can email them directly to the support email. They will give you the photos@localsplash.com email address as well. If you want to jot that down now, it's pretty simple. support@localsplash.com for the support team. It's photos@localsplash.com to email directly to the photos team. But the support email is the catch-all for everything related to the account, and as long as you reference your phone number or your username, which is basically the same thing, then we'll be able to forward it out to the right department. But once we get the website going, and it usually only takes about 3 or 4 days for us to complete it and get it active and online, it will stay active online even if we add content, change photos, or anything like that. And once you have your username and your password, and we usually wait a few days until the content's been created, the website's done, all the directories are there and trackable. But once we get you your username and your password and you've got access and it's 24 access to your client dashboard, you can continue to upload photos there. You can request content changes directly through your client dashboard. But of course, you can continue to call us or email us with that information as well.
Okay, great. That sounds wonderful. Now, how would I actually go and see the website? Is there a page that I can go to that I can, you know, once it is up and running, I can show my husband what the website looks like?
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, you'll be able to access that through your client dashboard, but we will also, when it is active, we'll say, here it is, we'll email it out to you or send you a quick text message, here's the domain and things like that. And then even in tomorrow's client interview, we will talk to you about domains and what you want, if it's powerplumbing.com if it's available, or .net, or if you want to put NY for New York or anything in there. I will talk to you how you want your website domain to appear. We'll see what's available. So you'll already know even before the website's created what the domain will be, and then we'll let you know as soon as the website's completed. Okay?
Wonderful. That sounds great. I really do appreciate your help and all of the information that you and Kyle were able to give me. I'm so glad that I actually sat through and listened to all of it, because it really, I feel, is going to be a benefit to all of us.
Well, I'm pretty excited to get it going. And again, I really appreciate your time. You have a great night. Thank you.
Same to you, Paul. Thank you very much. Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.